Hello there. I'm Miss Rachel, and this is Moments with Miss Rachel, a podcast for LDW's VoxEroticPodcast.com. Today, I want to talk about edging. Endless edging. Why endless edging? Because that's the way I want you to think of it. Whether you and I both know you'll never hear the words, "You may come," from my plump, silky lips, or it just seems that way, I want to encourage you to greet every opportunity for creeping up on the brink of climax, only to be told to refrain as the goal in and of itself, and not as a means to an end. Easier said than done? Well, you can practice embracing endless edging by integrating the following principles. Don't worry, I'll expand a bit on each. 1. Participate. Don't anticipate. 2. That cock is mine. Those balls are mine, and everything in them is mine. And 3. Begging is beautiful. As long as you separate action from expectation. Let me explain. The first principle, participate, don't anticipate. You are coming to me because you are a submissive male, or at least nominally male for you sissies. This means that you relinquish control, including control of your thoughts. I not only want you to do what you're told, I want you to focus your mind on my every command. Don't let your mind wander to futile queries like, "Will she let me come after this one?" When part of your mind is devoted to anticipating, for example, just how many more edges you might have to do before I let you drain those balls, you're stealing attention from attending to my will, my words, and the pleasure I take in your moans of desperation. You're losing focus, which is when accidents can happen. And Mistress Rachel doesn't like accidents. That's the way a stroke slave will earn himself extra edges during the next session. Furthermore, you're making an assumption that you'll ever be allowed to come at all when you anticipate. That's not very respectful now, is it? The second principle, that cock is mine, those balls are mine, and everything in them is mine. This is somewhat related to the first principle, because relinquishing control is related to transferring ownership. Yes, that throbbing, pre-cum dripping cock is attached to your body, as are those balls, but I want you to begin thinking of them as things I graciously allow you to use, but that are as much mine as this voice you're hearing. I hoard orgasms, stroke boy. That means I hoard cum. It just so happens that a convenient storage spot for my cum is in those balls attached to your body. As a cum hoarder, I am very stingy with parting with even a drop of my hoard. Once you think of it that way, you'll understand what a privilege it is for you to be allowed to experience pleasure through my toys at all, let alone spill any of my precious cream. The third principle. Begging is beautiful, as long as you separate action from expectation. I don't expect you to endure endless edging silently. No, to the contrary, I love to hear you beg fervently for relief. Be as vocal and pathetic as you like. The closer I get to picturing sweat beating on your hairline, and those balls of mine turning purple and swelling to half again their normal size, even as they tighten against your body, the happier I'll be. And you paint that picture for me with begging and moaning and begging some more. As long as you don't think there's much connection, if any, between your begging and the answer to the question, "Please, Mistress, may I come?" So, take these three principles on board, and you will be well on your way to understanding endless edging and making the concept part of you. Does it seem impossible? Well, so does winning the lottery, but millions still play. They know on some level that their odds of winning are less than those of the likelihood that they'll get struck by lightning. But on another level, they know that someone wins, eventually. They keep that glimmer of hope buried down deep, that someday it just might be them. They just have to keep playing. The concept of endless edging is just the same. The odds are not in your favor as far as the jackpot of a ball-draining orgasm is concerned. But you'll never win if you never play. There are lots of kinks and concepts that please and interest me aside from endless edging. And if you'd like to find out more about what some of those kinks and concepts are, visit my blog at sensual-dom.com. This concludes this episode of Moments with Rachel. Join me again for more femdom moments to tease, tantalize, edify, and inspire. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.